today's top stories. It's 4/29/14. Not that if you've been around for a couple of hours, you're not already prepared. But if you have not been around, what you need to know, courtesy of the Doug Steffen, what are we... We're going to do this like Arsenio, the posse, or the gang. You used to call this a gang, I think. Didn't you, Jennifer?
Yeah,
gang,
until you got mad at me.
Gang, right, okay, so.
I used to say the good day gang. And you said, I don't like when you call us a gang.
All right, well, let's get at it anyway. 888-302-3684 to contribute on the phone. The breaking news, this storm. Breaking news. I don't like that term. But probably, in this circumstance, can use it because of the situation. All these states, four different states, 25 people dead. You know, and I really wanted to start with something that was good. Well, let me see if I can. I'll make that number two. The powerful thunderstorms, powerful tornadoes that pounded communities and states yesterday, did it again, well, I suppose we could say Sunday into Sunday night, and then it was Monday into Monday night. Ohio River Valley, parts of the southern United States. The swath was sort of starting in what would be considered the northwest quadrant of the Midwest, and then down across through the southeast quadrant. Six people were killed in Mississippi, and then that sort of on the heels of what happened the day before, where 15 were killed in Arkansas, two others killed in a trailer park near Athens, Alabama, as well yesterday. So two separate incidents. I think there were four the day and night before, were there not? So we've had a total of six. We haven't, but they've had six different tornadoes at least. And then there are the heavy storms, thunderstorms that are very violent, winds that are packing, 80, 85 miles an hour in some circumstances, tornadoes 160, 170, 175 miles an hour or more in some instances. So it's the time of year for that. We don't ever seem to get over it, we as a collective, and there's nothing you can do about it. Global warming. Things are changing. We could do something about it, but you just don't want to, say some. What say you, Jennifer?
I say that you can't really go up against Mother Nature. I mean, you know, I think these weather patterns have existed for a long time, and I think it's horrible. I think it's sad.
There are those who are meteorologically oriented that say they are worse now than they were when they were children. Okay, yeah, that may be. There are a lot of things that are different now than when we were children. There are more people on the planet. The planet changes. That's what some people just don't seem to want to. And it's because we're not teaching people about climates and the changes that take place naturally on the Earth. I'm not a denier of global warming and its impact, because I think we have some of that. But to continue to pound away on it, one side says, nope, this is all natural. The other side, it's all man-made. You know what? You're man. You're part of nature. And this is part of what nature intended, is the argument some people make. Kenny, what argument do you put forth in this?
I think that the Earth has been around a lot longer than we have, and the weather has been going back and forth, making all kinds of changes over the millennia, and we only know about a century's worth of the information. So I think it's kind of, it's almost silly for us to say that we're the cause of this big change, because we weren't around during many of the ice ages. We didn't cause the dinosaurs to go away.
According to the movies, they're coming back. Godzilla will be back, this weekend? Next weekend? When's Godzilla coming back?
I think in a couple weeks, in the middle of May.
Well, see, that shows you. Is Godzilla a dinosaur? What is Godzilla, anyway? A dinosaur?
Some kind of dinosaur mix.
Is it because of a nuclear? Wasn't it originally Godzilla came out of some nuclear holocaust? Is that right?
Yeah, from nuclear testing.
Right. And Godzilla was originally a three-inch lizard or something. What? Do I know why?
By you asking these questions, I just realized that I've never seen Godzilla.
You haven't missed a thing.
Really?
No.
I think I need to see it.
Well, help yourself. You won't sleep for a week after you see it. 888-302-3684. Don't tell me, I can't do the program today because I couldn't sleep last night. I wanted to see Godzilla. 888-302-3684. It's a little gnat. It was originally a little quarter-inch gnat. And after a nuclear explosion, it became this 400-foot giant monster, eating everything in its path. Look out for Godzilla. All right. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer, DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Good news. European stocks rising today as optimism surrounds corporate earnings in Europe and merger moves. And also the working on what's going on in Ukraine. The European, the reason I bring this up, I wouldn't normally be interested in it, nor would probably you, other than it's a bellwether for what goes on in the American stock market, and that's usually a bellwether, if it's good, for better economic news, so you'd like to have that, at least keeping things pace. I note that what for me and for us, those of us who are in the radio business, the indications of how advertising sales are going is probably the best indicator of people and their confidence in the economy. People are in the advertising. There are about 40-some-odd advertising. It's a little inside radio, but I'll give you the info because you may find this interesting to watch. Even if you are somebody who has stocks, you got a portfolio, 401k, whatever it is, and you maybe have a few radio stocks or related stocks like NBC, Universal, you know, those companies, along with companies that are in the radio business, generally speaking, look for about a 4 to 6% growth rate this year. Hopefully, Jennifer, that'll be the case with you and your company, because you're a small media company. A growth of 4 to 6% this year, which is always a harbinger of what the big companies that do most of the advertising think business is going to be like. And they look at the first quarter trends, which are up, and so then they commit more money from this point on, or at least from this point next quarter or two, and they start thinking already about Christmas, the Christmas season. They may not engage or commit completely till after summer starts, but it's basically good news. And so you look at the European stocks rising, look at American stocks. It was a tough week. Was it 2-3 weeks ago when stocks went down $180 in a day, $230 in a day? And oh, my God, this country, look what's happening. It's off. It's nonsense. So you could say, all right, if it doesn't mean anything when it goes down like that, and it really doesn't, then what does it mean when it goes up like that? And I wouldn't have made the statement other than the trades, the radio trades, suggest that increasing demand for advertising has risen, that has brought us to understand that things are getting better, and so that's a good sign for the economy, which is good for America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right? Does that make things feel better? Hopefully you
good news.
Feel better. Yeah, it's kind of good news. 14 past the hour. I've got another bit of good news. Afrin, if you have nasal congestion, is a powerful relief item. Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin is a powerful congestion reliever. You don't have to wait. Gets to work right away. Use it as directed, please.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD doesn't specially mark displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts, responsibly.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, my advice is to take all-natural Gutsy Chewy. As a matter of fact, that's a lot of people's advice. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug, Stephen, Kenny. And I probably was thinking of monetization, but monetization versus monitor. There's an R in there. That means you're monitoring our social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. What are the last 24 hours netting us in terms of comments about various issues of the day, comments, opinions from people who are listening to the program that want to be heard?
Almost everything is about the L.A. Clippers owner, Donald Sterling.
Really? There's news about him? What happened?
Have you been hiding out?
Here's the latest story on that. The NBA is going to hold a press conference today to make sure that everybody understands where they are.
They're going to throw the book at him.
When it comes to Clippers owner Donald Sterling and his controversial comments, the companies like Red Bull, Mercedes, Lone Mart, Sprint, Kia, Amtrak, Virgin America, Yokohama Tires, Corona Beer, all yesterday withdrew their sponsorship of the Clippers. Man, this guy's going to get it right in the neck. He better sell fast before he loses whatever value there is in the team. And I don't know how to do this value-wise. Maybe, Michael, you can check this out. Michael Forty is at the Controls our studio in Washington and is pretty good at finding these things. How is it decided? I guess it's on annual revenue. What a team is worth. Is there anything that speculates as to what the team was worth before this guy got caught and what it might be now? While Kenny gives us some of the comments now that I gave you the story. All right, Ken.
John says, the things Sterling said were terrible and have no place in this world. With that said, I think the woman on the tape set him up.
You think? Really?
You mean his archivist?
Yeah, a genius.
Yes.
Who drives two? How does she drive all those cars?
Two Bentleys, a Range Rover,
and what is the other one? A Ferrari or a Lamborghini or something? How do you drive all those cars at once?
Well, you know, you have different needs on different days.
Does she rent them out? Does she put them in the luxury car lot and maybe she
maybe
rents them out?
Yeah. Make some extra cash.
Yeah.
Can't be driving the same car you were driving yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, that means she needs an underwear change too. What else is being said, Kenny? Make it quick.
Michael says, if Donald Sterling's girlfriend has 100 hours of recordings, as TMZ says, either he's the NBA's Richard Nixon or she's a serial wiretapper.
And they're both reprobates. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bio. byproducts from municipal water. Brookie water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
The Voice, or at least one anyway, a band named Rixton opened the program last night with their song Me and My Broken Heart. Is this a pop group or just a competitor?
It's a competitor. I'm not familiar with them.
Yeah, whatever it is.
You like it? Crank it up. Jennifer likes it, Michael. This is that. Need a little loving tonight. In my broken heart. So this would be, the assumption here would be that after his heart was broken or their heart was broken, they try to find somebody new, right? Give them a little loving. In my broken heart. They are a band, so they're not competing in this. Is that right? Michael says they're a band.
Yeah, they're an English band.
It's a live performance.
Oh, so they paid the $185,000 so they could get on and sing. They have nothing to do with the show. They just show up and sing their song and hopefully promote
gracing
it.
Gracing us with their presence.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what happens sometimes. Competition is between Cat Perkins, though, Tess Boyer, Audra McLaughlin, Josh Kaufman. Right. These are the finalists. Christina Grimmie, Jake Worthington. Bria Kelly. Isn't Bria Kelly? Who's Bria Kelly? She's one of the competitors, right? I look at the list of
Team Usher, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Jennifer knows what's going on, and that's why she's here, because she's a smart cookie. 888-302-3684. Lots of comments about the late-night shows. Now everybody's pretty much back after two or three weeks of this guy being gone, that person being on. Why is there no woman hosting? Yesterday, Craig Ferguson said, I'm done. So why isn't there some woman?
Maybe there will be. Maybe Chelsea Handler will take over for him.
A late night program.
No, she's not.
She wasn't talking to CBS.
I know. She did say that. But
so who else is there around that has the same sort of...
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, yeah. Could do it, but that'd be...
But she would go to work at NBC.
Yeah, right. She's very loyal to NBC. Yeah. All right, speaking of that, Jimmy Fallon here laughing about George Clooney's engagement.
Well, here's some happy news, you guys. Over the weekend, something happened that no one would have ever predicted. Drumroll. George Clooney is engaged, everybody. Wow! That's right. Clooney proposed to his girlfriend, British lawyer Amal Alamuddin. That's right. So George Clooney is engaged. Up next, Locusts. That's right, George Clooney is engaged. You can tell that he's excited to get married because he's been throwing himself a bachelor party for the last 20 years.
Man, big story, especially here in L.A., Donald Sterling
The owner of the Clippers has been caught on top making racist remarks. Yeah, on tape. I said on top. On tape. I told you it was the first day back.
He was caught on top.
He making racist top remarks.
Something. He could have been on top of something. Yeah. You know, a little older, maybe standing
so
on
stupid.
A cat.
Yeah. Well, this is the latest. After the audio was released, the NAACP decided not to honor Donald Sterling with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Yeah. Instead, they're giving him the reason we still need an NAACP award.
How many folks in Rome and Vatican City over the weekend for the big saint festivities? Huh? Were you guys there?
I was there.
Were you working the gig? We got two new saints, and it's the first time we had two popes officiating over the canonization. St. Peter's Square was packed. The first 50,000 people got bobblehead dolls.
Oh, well, it's
crazy. I'll tell you something. Everybody likes this Pope Francis. To me, I can't understand. It's like he's speaking Latin. I just can't.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson said Saturday that he stopped watching Oprah after his son was born because he didn't want her anti-male viewpoint to emasculate him. Though really, what's more male than watching tea in the middle of the day? Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, there you go. Tucker Carlson, one of the world's great nincompoops. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, did the GOP make a big mistake by embracing radical rancher Clive Bundy in Nevada?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, one in four is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. Even before he made his racist comments, did Fox News and some GOP leaders make a mistake by so eagerly embracing radical rancher Clive Bundy?
I was a little bit nuanced on it because I was persuaded by those who argue that the BLM is kind of hostile to the kind of ranching Clive and Bundy does. But that said, he didn't have a legal leg to stand on. And for me, one of the pillars of conservatism is respect for the rule of law. But if this was an extra legal effort in the tradition of civil disobedience, your character and who you are matters a lot. And Bundy just completely blew up his case by showing what he really was.
It was a terrible, terrible mistake to just rush out and embrace this guy in such a wholehearted way. It may have helped ratings on Fox. It may have spoken to true believers who listen to Fox. But it was a big mistake. The guy is a racist deadbeat. And at some point, I agree with Rich. I agree with almost everything Rich said. You got to observe the rule of law, and we ought not to be throwing around terms like jackboots in terms of the federal government enforcing the law.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Doug Steffen, good day program. Thank you for being with us. Joining us with an informative message or two about what's going on in the world of medicine in a few minutes will be Dr. Ron Hoffman. Is that a misplaced modifier? Should I have said joining us in a few minutes is Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has misplaced medicine information
for us. I sometimes lose my modifier, so don't worry
really
about
good
it.
For you. Yeah. Jennifer Horn is here to straighten things out. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. Radio listening. This is the big news in our world. I was talking about radio and advertising a few minutes ago. The fact that many more people are listening to the radio sort of flies in the face. I'm here, admittedly, as a cheerleader for radio, because I've made my living on the radio for nigh on to 50 years.
And radio's fun.
And radio can be fun if we don't have a lot of people with dollar and cent signs hanging over us, ready to chop, 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 off with their heads. Because this is the last really independent radio program produced in America. Doesn't have any ties to anything or anybody. Just to us. That's it. No big corporate entities, no religion, no anything. It's just us. Here we are to help you, try to entertain and inform you through the day. But I thought it was interesting. Radio listening at an all-time high. And that's one of the reasons that I was talking earlier about advertising. In a State of the Media report concluding radio listening remains at an all-time high. 92% of all Americans that are 12 years of age and older, or about 244 million people, tuned to radio in an average week. Well, about 290,000 people listen to this program every 15 minutes. So you add that all up, it comes to, I don't know, 3 or 4 million. I never really quite understood how they did that. Adding them all up, is it really 3 or 4 million different people or just ears?
The same old people, and do each person, yeah. Do they get two counts because that's two ears?
Two ears, I know. What's
you know,
the story?
It's rough. Right.
It is. All right, let's get back to servicing the needs of those who are listening with some of the people news today. You may be interested to know that Vance McAllister, Republican rep from Louisiana, remember his story? Caught on video, making out with his staffer.
Yeah, that guy.
Says, what a shocker this is, I will not seek re-election, but I'll serve out the remainder of my term. Oh, really? Do they get all the benefits after one term, it seems to me, they get all the benefits, whether they've served 2 terms, 8 terms, 15 terms, they still get the same benefit. 1 term and you get health care for life and all kinds. Does anybody know the answer to that?
Yeah, you're vested in. I think that's right.
I think you are.
I think that's right, too.
Yeah, so he's all set. What does he worry? He's going to continue to kiss his staffer and live happily ever after. Do we know what happened really with his wife? He says, I am a family man.
Definitely.
He used that term to win the seat in the House. I am a family man. Yes, you are.
Didn't specify whose family.
No, right.
Next time he'll be more clear.
I'll be a killjoy. George Clooney. George Clooney.
Outrage.
Engaged to Amal Al-Mudin. All of the Hollywood insider shows led with this yesterday, last
everybody's
night.
Everybody's confirming it. And I guess her company sent flowers to her to congratulate her. So I guess it has to be
she's
true.
She's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't she a big deal?
She is now. I don't know if she was before, but she is
she
now.
Seems to be sort of someone who is big in her own sort of, she's in her own business.
Type for George. Usually he goes after the starlet type.
So anyway, neither of the two of them has said anything about their engagement so far. His father, George's father, who is Nick Clooney, a well-known newsman, was for ages, long, long time. When I was in Cincinnati, he was doing the evening news. He said, quote, we are very pleased, we like them all, and we're very excited for our family.
We like them all, or we like them all?
We like Amal. Oh. Remember Amal and the Night Visitors?
No.
That's how she... You don't?
No.
Come on.
What is that?
No, you don't know what Amal... Kenny, do you know what Amal and the Night Visitors are?
Sorry, no, I don't.
You are kidding. No. Uh-oh, let's see if we can make it a 3 for 3.
How quickly time flies.
Michael...
Never heard of him.
Amal and the Night Visitors. You never heard of Amal.
Is this a band?
No. You're putting me on. You're all... Really?
You don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Somebody's going to call us.
Oh, boy.
Amal and the Night Visitors. N-I-G-H-T. N-I-G-H-T.
Instead of making this a contest about something that's really too old for us to be talking about.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm guessing if the three of us don't know, it's got to be something from your past, perhaps.
Something from my past? Do you know who Giancarlo Minotti is?
No.
Wow. You know how many people, has anybody gone to Wikipedia yet to figure this out? If Richie were here, he would have gone to Wikipedia.
All right. Let's check it out.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, but I didn't want to.
It's an opera
and everything.
Oh.
Michael just did.
Right, he did. Yeah. I'm a little taken back because I didn't think this was an age sort of thing. I really didn't.
Well, let's see. It opened on December 24th, 1951, which was the year my dad was born.
Well, but that doesn't mean there are a lot of things that happened in 1951 that people know about today. I just thought culturally, Amal and the Night Visitors was something that a lot of people knew about.
No, that would be a negativo, Ghost Rider.
Guess we're not big opera fans.
Huh. No, but it was more a part of culture.
It was the first opera composed for TV. How about
Toscanini? Well, NBC used to have a sort of a symphony orchestra. It was conducted by Arturo Toscanini. Anybody remember him? Know what he's about? No, of course not. Nobody knows who that. All right,
I do know the Zac Brown Band, though.
Okay. Paula Dean.
Oh, I've heard of her. She likes butter.
She does like butter. She's going to hit the Comeback Trail, a 20-city nationwide tour. She will kick off Paula Dean Live in June in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Isn't that where Dolly Parton has Dollywood?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. See, now I didn't know that. I knew about Amal and the Night Visitors and Arturo Toscanini, but I didn't know
about Pigeon Forge,
about
Tennessee.
Pigeon
well, I'm
Forge,
your woman,
Tennessee.
Baby.
Yes, culturally, I've been in the dark for quite a long time.
You talk operas, I'll talk Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Really? So they're also going to make stops in Atlanta, Nashville, San Antonio, Savannah, and other
Here's
places.
What I don't get about these tours, because she's not the only chef that's
done this.
What
is she going to tour?
What do they do?
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Does she just cook for like an hour? Or what is she, I mean, I don't understand what I'm seeing. Because I love her. I would like to go and buy a ticket and see her. I just, you know, does she sing? Is she going to do a little soft shoe? I don't know what's going to happen.
You know, one of the things that's interesting about these sorts of things, I don't know, interesting, the right word, but whenever this sort of an announcement is made, it gives the news media a chance to regurgitate
right,
all of
the
old,
yeah.
her offenses. I'm not going to go through that because I think that it becomes...
Well, it was a long time ago, 30 right. years ago, and she apologized.
Well, but this gives them a chance to take another shot at her.
Right.
Right, because the employee had a lawsuit against her at Bubba's. Wasn't it from Bubba?
Bubba is her brother.
Bubba. Bubba had a restaurant, didn't he?
Bubba did, yes.
E-I-E-I-O?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing here that's interesting is that the lawsuit that brought her to her knees, basically, was actually dismissed.
Right. So all of this stuff was information. Well, I don't know if information. It's just stuff that, as often is the case, it's kind of like the case last week. Some people are still talking about the Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action, which wasn't what the Supreme Court ruled on at all last week. Supreme Court did not rule on affirmative action, even though how many different stories did you see time after time after time after time after time after time? There was, oh, this is what happened to affirmative action in Michigan. Don't go live there. No, you ought to go live in Michigan or any other state that lets you, through its process, vote on the outcome of some item of interest, some controversy, whatever it is, something that's going on in the state you don't like. That's what the voting box is for, and the Michigan Constitution allows you to vote on whatever issue is put before the public. If you get enough signatures, put it on the ballot, and that's what they verified. They didn't say one word. Isn't that interesting? The Supreme Court did not say one word. Not one word was written about affirmative action in their decision. Not one word. Yet the way the news media took this and twisted it around, oh, my God, this is a horrible blow. You listen to Al Sharpton and some of these other gas bags go on and on and on about America and we got to take it back. And yeah, guys and girls, this was not about affirmative action. It may have implication for that program, but the Supreme Court didn't make any decision about affirmative action. They verified that at the voting box, you can vote to change things that either you really want to have happen or you don't want to have happen. That was it. And this is how bad the news media is when it comes to this sort of thing. All right, so enough hooting and hollering. Dr. Ron Hoffman, one of the country's foremost experts in medical information and treatment, has his own practice, is going to be here not to practice, but his practice makes perfect. Well, maybe a practice, because he's pretty good in the perfection department. Medical news up and coming here on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations. From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to LA, don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
14 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday is upon us, and that's when we present Dr. Ron Hoffman for some comment on some of the medical news of the week. DrHoffman.com, Dr. Hoffman, two F's, DrHoffman.com is his website. The news this week focusing on, well, a lot of different things. The kidneys and wine. I meant to bring this up with Jennifer. There was a study released to both of you, National Kidney Foundation, suggesting that wine may help your kidneys stay healthy. Ron, what do you make of that? Jennifer's our wine expert. She's a sommelier, whatever those people are. Sommelier?
Yes, a sommelier.
Sommelier. Okay.
Very good.
So maybe she can give you maybe some wine's better, like Thunderbird. Is that as good for your kidneys?
No.
As a 40-year-old, $500
okay,
bottle.
Okay, for your kidneys, not good for your taste buds.
All right, so Ron, what's the scoop with that?
Well, the deal is, I mean, alcohol in excess can be toxic to the organs. It damages the liver for sure, and probably the heart, the brain, and the kidneys eventually. But there are substances in alcohol which may be protective, such as resveratrol. You know, that stuff that the French get when they drink a lot of Pinot Noir. That may be protective to tissues. It's a potent antioxidant, like what you find in chocolate or what you find in fresh fruits and vegetables.
So a little goes a long way. Can we say the same for pot? We've gone into this medical marijuana maze here in our country, but there's a study suggesting pot may increase the risk of heart-related problems. Is this the same thing, sort of it's everything in moderation, even pot?
Well, exactly. I mean, there's been some real bad news on the pot front in the past couple of weeks. One, a study that pretty definitely shows that heavy consumers of pot have a much higher risk of mental problems and slowed mental performance. And now the study, I believe this one was from France, which shows that heavy pot smokers have heart problems. It only makes sense, you know, if you're inhaling burning plant matter and it goes in your lungs and eventually gets in your bloodstream. You
know, I've never heard it sound so unattractive.
What a nice way of putting it, but yet that's what it is. I always say, who is it that looked at this weed on the ground and thought it would be cool to smoke it? Who the hell ever thought of that? And why would you think, looking at the ground or something, you're picking up, let's see what it's like to smoke that?
I think it's been a desire from time immemorial to get high. There must be a built-in instinct for humans to try and bend their perception with something or other, because we've been doing it for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. So could we say the same about the e-cigarettes? This business about a little goes a long way. The FDA trying to ban the sale of them, treat them the same as regular cigarettes.
Well, the problem I have with e-cigarettes is, the nicotine itself may not be that harmful. The problem is the delivery system, and I'm concerned that you may be inhaling burning plastic or metal with one of those devices.
Which is worse than inhaling burning weeds, right?
Exactly. At least it's organic.
That's the way to put it. Which is better for you, burning organic weeds or burning plastic? Inhale there's a choice. So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So the issue, too, is, of course, what these electronic cigarettes will act as gateway drugs. They're easy to conceal, and you can smoke them in a lot of places where you can't smoke cigarettes. So, kids seem to gravitate towards them, and then they're off to the races. And that's
right, so
a gateway drug to a real smoking.
When somebody comes in, we've got about 30 seconds here, to your office and smells like pot, what do you say to them?
I don't attempt too often, but generally I make people aware of the risks. You know, I just say, look, it's not a free ride, it's not innocuous, and there's a potential downside. Look, I'm not on a crusade to get everybody to be a teetotaler or completely straight, but we got to inform people of the health risks, because they are very real. It's not just a free ride.
All right. So a lot of information like that is yours for the checking when you go to Ron Hoffman's website, drhoffman.com, a great place for a lot of information, get away from the medical scams, that sort of stuff. drhoffman.com. That's good. Thanks, Ron. 51 after the hour.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRight. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the HarvestRight in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing HarvestRight freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Happening here in Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Our feature in Tech Talk Time every day is a report from Shelley Palmer, who will talk with you today about how you can get the most life from your selfies.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, science has cracked the code on one of today's most important mysteries. How do I get the most likes on my selfie when I post it online? Selfies, pictures you take of yourself and share on social media, are one of the hottest trends in tech right now. So a PhD student at MIT developed an algorithm based on 2 million selfies that can predict how popular a selfie will be. If you want to maximize your likes, here are a few tips to take a great selfie. Brighter colors, especially yellows and pinks, draw the eye and tend to generate more likes. That's also true of pictures with more people in it. The study found that selfies with other people were more popular than selfies in front of scenery. Adding tags to photos is important too, because then they'll show up in more searches. And finally, and this is no secret to advertisers, sex sells. So remember to smile big, wear bright colors, and grab a friend. Thanks, science. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Do you consider your family to be one of a kind?
Yes, that's for sure.
I think our radio family is. If that's the case, there's a way to turn that uniqueness into music for everybody to hear. This is interesting technology. Listen to Brian Osich for a minute.
What makes your family unique? Is it a common facial feature, excelling at the same sport, or perhaps that crazy uncle? Whatever it is, the maker of some of your favorite household products, Kimberly-Clark, wants you to celebrate it in a very unique way. Kimberly-Clark's Lizette Williams.
Family is so important. That's why we're launching the new Celebrate Family Unity program to both motivate and inspire families to come closer together and give them fun ways to embrace family pride and celebrate their unity.
Williams says the Celebrate Family Unity program combines strong family bonds and the universal love of music.
From now until July 20th, families can get their own custom family unity or fun song by visiting thefunsong.com. Just answer a few questions about your family and pick your favorite beat. The Fun Song web app then instantly composes a custom MP3 song that can be shared with family and friends or used as a ringtone.
For more on getting your own custom family unity or fun song, go to thefunsong.com. That's Lifestyles from Kimberly-Clark.
All right, let's think about the warmer weather. Everybody ready for warm weather?
It's 100 degrees here, but yes.
Well, it will be this week. It's going to be warm in Los Angeles. A lot of moms and dads are starting to think about ways to enjoy time with their children. If that includes packing up the car and heading out on vacation, here's some information, some things, in fact, to consider to take if you are traveling with small ones.
Travel expert Emily Kaufman, known as the Travel Mom, has made it her mission to make family vacations less stressful and more enjoyable for the whole family. Emily shares her tips for prepping for vacation with little ones.
As a mother of two, I know how important it is to carefully plan and pack for your warm weather vacation. Babies are creatures of habit, so try sticking to your normal schedule for meals, bedtime, and naps. And when headed to the beach or pool, make sure your bag is filled with snacks, towels, toys, sunscreen, and don't forget Huggies Little Swimmers disposable swim pants. They provide worry-free water play with easy open sides that make changing a breeze, feature special leak guards made for water, and stretchy sides for a comfortable fit. Armed with those tips and a camera for can't-miss swimming moments, your trip will be a success.
For more ideas about summer fun with your baby, visit Huggies.com or check out Huggies' Facebook page. That's Lifestyles from Huggies.
Portions of the U.S. hit with severe weather the last few days. Tornadoes usually lasting a few minutes but can leave behind incredible damage. Although the plains in southern portions of the country are often hit hardest, nearly every state is at risk.
With an average of 1,000 tornadoes each year, the U.S. has the highest number of tornado occurrences in the world. That's why OnStar's Marianne Adams says it's so important to be prepared.
Sign up for severe weather alerts from your mobile phone and make a plan and know the safest place to go should a tornado approach. And OnStar's Crisis Assist service also helps subscribers during emergencies like tornadoes. Remember, with just a push of the OnStar button, advisors are available 24/7 with weather updates, evacuation routing, and dispatching emergency services.
Tornadoes develop quickly and there's often little time to react. That's why OnStar fosters relationships with safety officials across the country.
OnStar works with over 6,000 911 centers. This helps our specially trained advisors connect subscribers to their local emergency responders while pinpointing their exact location by using our GPS satellite technology.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?